This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, troubling events in Ferguson, Missouri. Take us to the streets.
Okay, there was just gunfire, and now cops have guns drawn.
Shots fired in the city of Ferguson early this morning, posted to YouTube, hitting two police officers less than a day after embattled police chief Thomas Jackson agreed to resign. The shooting took place amidst a protest outside the police headquarters. The two downed officers were hospitalized with injuries. They have since been released. Here's St. Louis County Police Department Chief John Belmar at a news conference today.
When this happened, when they heard the shots and when they heard the bullets singing past, they saw muzzle flashes. But these muzzle flashes were probably about 125 yards away. Fortunately, with both officers, we don't have any remarkable long-term injuries.
But this has been a clear setback for a community reacting to last week's U.S. Justice Department critical report on open racism in the Ferguson PD and the resignations of Ferguson City Manager John Shaw, Municipal Court Judge Ronald Brockmeyer, and others. Chief Belmar was careful not to blame protesters for the shooting today, but he did have strong words for the shooters.
This is really an ambush, is what it is. I mean, you know, you can't see it coming, you don't understand that it's going to happen, and you're basically defenseless from the fact that it is happening to you at the time. And that is something that is very difficult to guard against when you have a group of officers standing in a large group, and then, you know, you have gunfire, certainly gunfire directed at them.
St. Louis County Police Department Chief John Belmar. Rachel Lippman has been covering this for St. Louis Public Radio. She's found a frustrated community feeling tentative signs of recent progress eroding with this new violence.
I think you have hit it right on the head there, John. It only serves to ratchet up tensions that people were already worried were going to start rising as the weather got a little warmer. We've had a cold winter here, and it kind of put a little bit of a damper on the protests. But now that we've started to hit spring and the weather's getting warmer, you've had people saying we're going to be back out. We're going to be back out on the streets. And this certainly doesn't help people trust the protesters or trust the police officers, even though from everything that I have heard and believe, the shots were not fired by what would be called a core group of protesters.
Well, let's get to that, because I was looking at some of the details in some of the reporting from Ferguson. And is it wrong to characterize this as an apparent sniper attack from somewhere beyond the protest?
I don't know if I would call it a sniper attack. It took place up a hill from where the protesters generally gather. The police department sits along a main road. There are several smaller roads that cut off of it. This road bisects two parking lots in question, one where the protesters have been gathering. It's sort of served as sort of their base camp when they're in front of the Ferguson police station. The shots came from somewhere up on that hill. I don't know if you would characterize it as a sniper attack. But again, like I said, everything I've seen is that it did not come from the group of protesters that were gathered there.
What's been the reaction of police officers there, if you have any, so far? The deaths of two police officers here in the New York area produced really strong reactions among law enforcement in this area and led to extended unrest in the New York area and all over the East Coast.
I think we're still too early to see whether this is going to have an impact on the way that police act within the community. John Belmar, the chief of St. Louis County, did tell reporters that they may have to reevaluate how the police interact with the protesters. He said it had been remarkable that officers had not been hurt before, given the amount of gunfire they routinely took on some nights during protests.
In general, before this shooting, we would be talking about the reaction to the Department of Justice critical report on the PD there in Ferguson. Is there a sense that the police department is embattled? We've got the resignation of the police chief. What's going on right now in the department?
Chief Tom Jackson will be stepping down March 19th, and they will be conducting a national search for his replacement. Two other officers also resigned as soon as the Department of Justice report came out after they were connected to racist emails that were specifically listed in the report. It's hard to get a sense of what the officers think. And again, remember, these two officers in question who were shot last night are not Ferguson Police Department officers. One is a St. Louis County officer. One is from another municipality in St. Louis, Webster Groves, which is a kind of a southwest of Ferguson. So there were Ferguson Police Department officers on the line last night, but they were not the ones who were shot. However, they were up there, as I mentioned, with these officers, and I'm sure it's always in the back of all of their minds that they could be targets for someone just frustrated or, you know, who just generally doesn't like police officers and may not even really be connected to these protest groups.
Is there a feeling among people in Ferguson and the St. Louis area that a cleaning of house, the changing of the guard here with all these resignations is going to begin the process of restoring trust in this community between law enforcement and citizens?
I think there's still quite a bit of skepticism as to whether or not these resignations are going to make a whole lot of difference. James Knowles, the mayor of Ferguson, remains sort of the last big fish these protesters want to see go. I think they're also upset that it took this Department of Justice report to put pressure on them. Many of them believe that as soon as Michael Brown was killed and that the stories about the Ferguson Police Department started to come out, that it should have happened then. They're very frustrated that it took the Department of Justice report to put pressure on there. And as Mayor Knowles said at his press conference yesterday, announcing Tom Jackson's resignation, the Ferguson police chief, none of the resignation statements admit wrongdoing. It's all that they believe it's best for the city and allow them to come forward. But none of them have actually come out and said, yes, we agree with the Department of Justice reports, or yes, we apologize for what went on in this community.
Great reporting. Rachel Lippman, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you, John.